WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Another meeting of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents is expected shortly by Chancellor John Sharp on the search for the next Aggie football coach. That's after spending the better of 3 hours yesterday behind closed doors.
They simply vetted everything that was looking at with the athletic director and the 12th man and folks like that. They'll have an announcement very shortly.
Sharp says they have what he called good candidates. The chancellor gave no other specifics about the search. We'll hear more from the chancellor during Zach's sportscast. State Representative John Rainey's bid for re-election now includes two primary opponents. Brian Lawyer and former Brazos County District Judge Rick Davis announced yesterday, and the Secretary of State's website indicates a third candidate, Justin Teixeira of College Station. This makes four contested races for Brazos County Republicans in the March 6th primary. There are four candidates running for Justice of the Peace in Precinct 1, three seeking the JP's post in Precinct 2, and two running for District Court Clerk. The filing deadline is December 11th. Republican members of the Texas House will be meeting in Austin this weekend to consider limiting who can choose the House Speaker. Republican Kyle Cassell of College Station sees several issues.
So there's an ethical issue, there's a legality issue, and then you've got a caucus that's coming together of elected officials where 10 to 15 of these individuals seeking another office and or technically won't be part of the caucus come January 2019.
Cassell was a guest on our show yesterday. Local law enforcement officers who participated in No Shave November can continue participating through December with an additional donation. Among those who will keep growing their beard is Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk.
You know, unfortunately, my beard came in wider than I thought it would, and so several folks have suggested that I play Santa Claus at our Christmas party, but I'm going to fall short on that one.
Officers who elect to continue will make another donation to the American Cancer Society. The 91st BCS Christmas Parade is ready to roll Sunday afternoon with 85 entries.
We have some very, very creative entries this year. The parade theme is a fairy tale Christmas, and some people are looking back. Some people are looking to the future and what those fairy tales might look like in the future. So I think it's going to be a very, very interesting parade.
Committee member Penny Zint also reminds children to write letters to Santa, which will be picked up along the parade route. Include a return address so Santa can reply. Today is the last day to enter the downtown Bryan Christmas Parade, which is a week from tonight. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 49 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the year ends, it's time to reflect on all of our blessings. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, and at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, we're grateful for our relationships with our customers. And there's no better time than the holidays to express our appreciation for your patronage. So thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from everyone at Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
Good morning. It's 7:09. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota, and we got some weather that's sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof, the world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
The month of December off to a nice start today. Weather-wise, high pressure results in lots of sunshine. Temperatures, they'll be able to get to about 70 to 75 later this afternoon. We should be clear overnight with a low of 50 to 55. Tomorrow is the nicer of the two weekend days. Sunshine close to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds will roll in tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Showers and thunderstorms possible Sunday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the Texas A&M University Board of Regents met for nearly 3 hours in an executive session yesterday to discuss the hiring of a new head football coach. However, no name has been announced as of yet. Chancellor John Sharp expects another meeting to be called in the coming days.
We want to make sure that we do it right, and so we're going to go through the process of posting meetings, and that next meeting will be posted shortly.
We'll hear more from the chancellor in news and sports coming up this hour. Also, Aggie men's hoops picked up another victory last night. We'll get Coach Billy Kennedy's take on the Aggies win, as well as the Dallas Cowboys got back on the win train yesterday, and some high school football playoffs going on this weekend. All that more coming up in sports.
Now, you missed the big part of the quote there from the chancellor that I think should bring excitement to all the media. He said there'll be another meeting announced soon, right?
Yeah, I am excited about that.
Which will mean maybe
more cookies.
Or they might upgrade.
Ooh. Oh.
I don't know. I'm not sure. And I'm going to take a wild guess that there are people who might listen to the show who would have knowledge of that.
Yeah, they very well might. When they had, so they had a stream of the meeting yesterday.
Yeah.
Granted, whenever they're in executive session, they close it off.
Yeah,
they're not
going to
have
that.
A stream.
Right.
But apparently there were so many people that jumped on the stream that it crashed it.
Oh, my.
We reported no decision would be made.
Yeah.
But I guess people, you don't want to miss out just in case.
Don't want to miss out. But, I mean, to be there just in case. But, however, this next meeting, there should be a decision made. So the next one will be the big one. The biggie.
It's only a biggie if it's not the guy who they say it's going to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Otherwise,
everything else, like, oh, we knew
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. We've been reporting this, okay? Yeah. We told you this a long time ago. It's just, you know. But anyhow, the excitement that there may be new or different food for the media, I think would be reason enough that you need to sure be there for that.
Well, I mean, Brent Zornerman of the Houston Chronicle brought a Subway, so he was just sitting in there.
He
knows.
He knew
he's
veteran,
been around the block.
Veteran.
Yeah, he knew it was going to be cookies. He's going, I'm not doing cookies. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I was talking to you about this, Scott. Mike Leach apparently meeting with Tennessee AD John Curry.
That would be
amazing.
I want him in the SEC so bad.
Yes.
It would just be
that would be awesome.
And if Tennessee, after everything that they've gone through with all the swings and misses, if they're able to land Mike Leach, I mean, kudos for at least a nice rebound.
Well, I thought that they were talking to this guy from College Station.
Well, that was the reports yesterday, too.
Oh, it's a new day.
You know,
it's a new day.
And we were talking about this yesterday. It's kind of surprising that Kevin Sumlin has not gotten on with anybody yet. Because there are, like we talked about, plenty of coaching vacancies.
Yeah. Well,
so, anyways, we'll see.
Maybe, you know, I'm just saying that there was a time, I'm just saying this, but there was a time that my sports guy was Joe Avezzano. So I'm just,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
So, you know, Zach, you could be part of the show, but if we have an opportunity for a coach dude to do sports.
See ya.
Yeah, well, no.
Fine. Whatever, guys. Way to make me feel wanted.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, we'll see how all that plays out. In the meantime, you know, yesterday we kind of broke a curfew that I've had over time in playing Christmas music. But, I mean, we had to because it was DMX, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
A little more. Come on. You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Do you recall, what's that? The most famous reindeer of all. Come on. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Had a very shiny nose. What? And if you ever saw it, you would even say it close. Come on. All of the other reindeer used to have to call him names. Yeah.
Joining any reindeer games.
Now, but I'm embarrassed today.
Why?
Oh.
Well, did you hear about DMX?
No.
Well, he pled guilty yesterday to tax fraud.
DMX.
I know, shocking.
Dang it.
New York Post says that the rapper admitted to not reporting money that he earned so he wouldn't have to pay his taxes. $1.7 million.
Yikes.
Could end up with 5 years in prison. That's not how you get street cred. You don't get street cred by not paying $1.7 million.
Right, correct.
DMX.
But nonetheless, so he announced that yesterday. So we'll wash our ears out with this.
Okay.
Little facts that you may not know about, well, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay.
How long have we been singing it?
Forever.
Long
time. Never.
Instead of having a red glowing nose that cut through the fog, they considered giving Rudolph a large headlight-like eye.
Ooh, that that's would light creepy. The way.
Yeah.
So it would be like a cyclops?
Yeah, after much consideration.
Like a camping light.
Yeah, they decided that kids would probably like the red nose a little bit more.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I don't know if you know that he has a son named Robbie.
What?
Rudolph has a son.
At least according to the BBC, they developed three cartoons based on Rudolph's offspring.
Oh.
But the name of Robbie's famous dad is never actually mentioned. The plot line tells us that a villain of the series, Blitzen, you can never trust Blitzen.
Blitzen.
Could not stand to hear Rudolph's name. Now, the reason they really didn't use it is because they hadn't paid for permission to use it.
What's Rudolph's little girlfriend's name?
Well, you know,
remember? I'll look up.
Okay, look that up and see what that
Rudolph's
is.
Clarice.
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 Of course.
Hello, yes. Clarice. She has a little cute bow with the red and the white polka dots.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah. Not that Clarice. So.
Hello, Clarice.
Not that one. Stop being creepy.
Anyway, the Rudolph song was recorded a decade before the character was invented, really. Because, you know, it was a character that was invented by Montgomery Ward.
Yeah.
Rudolph was created in 1939. Executives for Montgomery Ward Department Store. Remember them when they used to be open?
Back in the day.
That was quaint. They decided they needed a character for their freebie coloring books that they were going to hand out to kids who visited Santa. The character ended up being Rudolph, who was an immediate hit with the kids. So Montgomery Ward gave 2.4 million copies of the Rudolph booklet out in the very first year.
Created by Robert L. May in a booklet for Montgomery Ward.
That's very, very true. He could have been Rollo or Reginald instead of Rudolph because they had talked about that. And, then, of course, there's Rodney and Romeo were also in the in this. But they decided that Reginald sounded too British.
Yeah.
You know.
Sounds a little stuck up-ish.
It did. So they didn't want to do that. So there you go. Facts about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
One of our listeners just texted in and said they keep a red rubber clown nose in their truck. So if they see a deer dead on the side of the road, they can stop and put the clown nose on it.
That's not. Is that true?
That's what they said. I'm just reading the text. And I found it funny and disturbing both at the same time.
That's creepy.
Be sure anytime we get a
text. Yeah. Clarice.
Make a note. Yeah, really. Make a note of that phone number, and anytime we get a text from that person, be sure and save it. I like that.
Okay.
You're right.
I'm going to dub them as Rudolph Killer.
Yeah, it's funny and a little strange. By the way, how can they text us?
Ooh, you can text us your funny and disturbing comments to 979-695-1620.
Yep, there you go. All right, 718, it's the Infomaniacs. For centuries, dog people and cat people have been at odds.
It's been a fight. It's been a war.
That's right. Most of the arguments having to do with, well, it's lighthearted. Well, unless you talk to Mr. Downs, he's pretty serious about this. But the question is, which pet is smarter? So now, according to studies from Vanderbilt,
SEC.
SEC.
Dogs have significantly more neurons in their brains than cats do.
Yeah,
these neurons,
go dogs go.
They're associated with thinking and planning and complex behavior. Now, wait. I always thought the cat was trying to think of ways to kill you in
they
your
sleep.
Are. Maybe it just takes fewer neurons
I think,
to do that.
Well, I think the cats are tricking the scientists is what it is.
Ah, you
they
think
have
that's
an ability to show fewer neurons than exactly what they have.
Okay.
It's all part of their evil plan.
It's it. Okay, these are not the drones you're looking for, right? Okay.
Star Wars.
Yes, yeah. Thank you very much.
Well, you know it wasn't coming from me.
Yeah.
So dogs have 530 million of these neurons, while cats have about 250. By comparison, we have 16 billion of them, okay? So
billion.
We're a whole lot smarter than they are. Even though they can smell stuff that we can't smell, they can hear stuff that we can't hear,
mm-hmm.
We got more neurons, so there you are. Now, the other thing is, I think raccoons did pretty well.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, they were pretty smart, man.
They're smart enough to know to wash their food.
Yeah.
You know, so that's probably a pretty good thing.
But they have people hands.
But they do, as a matter of fact. But
they have people hands.
They do. It's creepy.
I know.
Well, they have the same size brain as a cat, but they have a lot more neurons.
Oh.
Here,
okay.
So. Yeah, they have people hands. All right. Okay, so we got that. If some of your, you know, one of the things I love about famous bowls is they give you that compilation in a bowl,
right,
with a spoon, and they give it to
you. Is it a spoon or a spork?
It's a spork.
Okay.
Yeah,
right, spork. And then they send you out on the road.
Right.
Which is, of course, fraught with danger.
I mean, they don't. You choose to.
Well, that's all.
No,
they
that's
do
true.
Have dine-in.
You can go
seating.
Inside and sit
yeah.
in the sticky.
Man, I can't imagine more what I'd want to do more than that. And plus the fact you get to smell those 11 herbs and spices the
yeah.
whole time you're eating.
Mm. I don't think it's an actual KFC unless it has, like, sticky tables and stuff.
Well, and they've got those parfaits.
Why are they sticky? What is sticky in that restaurant?
Food.
Right.
And
good
drinks.
Question, right?
And,
yeah. Everything about that?
People.
Probably.
Fried chicken's
yes.
not sticky.
All right. Well, just saying.
It's
all right.
Gross.
Let's move on.
Okay.
If some of your meals are eaten on the run in the front seat of your car, you probably know what it's like to have ketchup or dipping sauce land there in your center console.
Mm-hmm.
Or worse, maybe in your lap. Comes now. Wait, let me see. I've probably got... I was looking to see if I had something I could use to introduce this. I guess I got rid of my kazoo.
No,
I used to have a kazoo over here, but it went away.
Oh.
Anyway, so now we have what's called the dip clip.
Do the dip clip.
This is a gadget which, by the way, they've already raised $40,000 on Kickstarter.
Oh, nice.
Similar to one of those cell phone mounts that slides into your car's airflow vent.
Oh, this is genius.
But instead of hanging on your phone, the dip clip provides a cradle in which you can put your honey mustard nugget sauce.
Yes.
The universal mount, as they call it, that can latch onto your car's air vent. The company says it has tested it with McDonald's, Burger King, Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, KFC, Dairy Queen, Jack in the Box, Arby's, Popeye's, Sonic, and Hardee's, and those little Heinz packs that they have.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Now, as for the little ketchup packets that you have that go with your hash browns, you can just squirt it into a plastic kind of thing right there that comes with the clip.
Okay.
So far, you've been able to get a dip clip. If you donate to the Kickstarter campaign, you get two clips for $15. No word on when they're shipping, but... It's the dip clip.
I mean, you have to be pretty dedicated to your fast food eating on the road, but this is pretty cool if you're into that.
I mean, normally, whenever I go on the road, if I go through a drive-thru and say I'm going on a road trip or something, I'll get things I can eat with my hands.
Right.
But so I get nuggets or something like that. Something that's not going to make a big mess. It's not
right.
like I'm going to go get
so
a sandwich.
So this would be perfect
this
for
be
you.
Because I never can use my sauces.
Right.
They ask, what kind of sauce do you want? And I'm like, it doesn't matter.
How
I can't
I
use
that?
It anyway.
And it's so unfortunate because condiments just make the world better.
Oh,
they
yes,
really
they do.
Well, and the other thing that you have to shy away from if you're not going to do a nugget type thing, if you're going to stay full bore sandwich,
right.
is that you cannot get anything that has mayonnaise in it.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you either grab the sandwich.
It glops out.
Or you take a bite. Right. Well, the meat will slide, and then you've got...
Right.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you've just got a mess. And then, even if you do get a sandwich, you typically still have fries.
Yeah.
And you still want to dip those in ketchup or in
you
other,
do.
You know,
yeah.
fun sauces.
See, until now, I've been eating dry fries on the road.
Oh.
Because you've got the fries right there, and there's the ketchup. It's so close.
Yep.
And you can't
wow.
really...
Wow. What yeah. a great idea.
It really is. So, anyway, we'll watch the Kickstarter.
Talk about distracted driving.
Yeah. And that's the other thing, is you got to have the eye-hand coordination to be able to do the dip thing at
yeah,
the same time.
Yeah. The only thing about, like, the little plastic tray that it comes with, so if you do have squeezy packets that you need, like, who's actually going to clean that out?
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, take that. Well, That's why you still live at home.
I tell you what, man, it's a show about nothing.
One of the things I like most about what we get to do at Sunshine Fun Pools is being a part of great family stories. One that never gets old is one of husbands and wives and significant others reconnecting because of a backyard spa. Now, that may sound funny at first, but if you stop and think about it, imagine an evening of plopping down to the TV or smartphone, possibly in separate rooms, watching separate content. It's become a very individual thing and one that most of us recognize. I had a couple recently tell me that building a spa changed their lives. Literally, they now spend time together each evening. They've reconnected on a level that they hadn't seen in years. Now, how fun is that? And I tell you, the holidays are a fantastic time to work with us. I can promise you no long lines and no waiting, just kind and eager folks ready to help. There's really no better time than right now to create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Special financing and pick four options like customized Hayward lighting and entertainment systems, but you choose what you want up to a $4,000 value only in November and December. Sunshine Fun Pools, 979-690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Shop local first.
When you're shopping for Christmas, remember to shop local first. Our local businesses support all sorts of community projects. They also provide jobs. They pay the taxes that pay for police and fire. And when you're shopping out of town, you're paying for somebody else's parks. The stations of Bryan Broadcasting ask you to look around here first. It's fun, it's fast, and it's where our jobs are.
Good morning, it's 726, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, our weather, it's sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. 72 today, going to continue to have this run of pretty nice days out there. Calm winds and out of the north, maybe to about 5 miles an hour. Tomorrow, 76 will be our high temperature with south winds. And then going to have a little bit cooler temperatures and chances of rain. 40% chance of rain on Sunday during the day. 50% on Monday night and Tuesday. Going to have a wind shift, and it'll be cooler as we get into the middle of next week. In fact, down around 39 about Wednesday or Thursday. Right now, winds out of the north at 3. Humidity is 86%. Fair skies. Cool down a little bit. We're at 49 now.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, a plan being hatched by Republican leaders in Congress shows how much things are changing. Politico reports that House Speaker Paul Ryan and the Majority Leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, are working to fund the government into January instead of before Christmas. Now, the short-term spending bill will not include something Democrats say is a must, a DACA fix, which is basically amnesty for the so-called Dreamers, children of illegal immigrants who were protected by an Obama executive action. Politico says that Republicans are now daring the Democrats to go ahead with their threat to shut down the government over illegal immigration. Now, for the last 8 years, the very mention of a government shutdown made establishment Republicans quake in their boots and cower in the corner. Obama and the Democrats ran roughshod over them because Democrats knew no matter how ridiculous their spending demands were, the Republicans would appease and surrender rather than risk being accused of shutting down our precious government. But now, Republicans are reportedly ready to tell the Democrats to pound sand. Now, where is this new courage coming from? Well, earlier this week, President Trump tweeted that Democrats were threatening to shut down the government and hold the military hostage over illegal immigration. He showed that he's ready and willing to put the blame where it belongs, squarely on the Democrats. And now the Republicans have some courage. Trump is not afraid to fight, and it appears it's contagious, hopefully.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, last month I spoke about Mahindra's incredible year-end tax savings. Well, I'm happy to tell you that it's not too late to save. Your Mahindra dealer can still help you figure out if you qualify for Section 179 tax savings. And don't forget special Mahindra discounts on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on Earth. Save up to $7,400 on Mahindra tractors and save up to $2,500 on Mahindra utility vehicles. Give yourself a very Merry Christmas, folks, and say goodbye to the tax man and hello to year-end tax savings with Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. But hurry, the end of the year is quickly approaching, and you won't want to miss out. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty wishes you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The Byinsky family believes the Christmas season is the perfect time to say thank you and express their warmest greetings to friends and clients, old and new. Whether buying or selling a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or go online, aggielandrealestate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 49 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. Sunday's BCS Christmas Parade will include 85 entries. Committee member Penny Zent says entries are down for the 91st parade because of College Station High School's football playoff run.
Most of the entries that came from that area were going to the playoff games in Houston, and we're not going to be back in time, so that's okay. We wish them the best, and we're going to be there, rain or shine.
Children are reminded to write their letters to Santa with a return address, as his elves will pick them up along the parade route, and Santa will send a reply. And a reminder that today is the last day to enter the downtown Bryan Christmas Parade, which is a week from tonight. Texas A&M is closer to hiring its next football coach.
We have candidates, yeah.
Multiple candidates.
We have good candidates.
Comments from System Chancellor John Sharp followed a nearly three-hour Board of Regents meeting that also included A&M's president and athletics director and the 12th Man Foundation. After the closed meeting, reporters asked Sharp if any contract terms were reached.
You guys have already printed numbers, man.
Are they right?
Some of them are.
Sharp says the board will have an announcement very shortly without defining when that will happen. We'll hear more from the chancellor during Zach's sportscast. With 10 days left to file for next year's county, statewide, and congressional offices, Brazos County Republicans now have four races to decide in the March 6th primary. There are three men seeking the GOP nomination for House District 14. Incumbent John Rainey is opposed by Brian Lawyer and former District Judge Rick Davis and Justin Teixeira of College Station. They join two candidates running for District Court Clerk, four going for Justice of the Peace in Precinct 1, and three seeking the JP's post in Precinct 2. According to the Secretary of State's website, 16 other elected positions in Brazos County have one candidate, and two incumbents have general election opponents, District 12 Representative Kyle Cassell and State Senator Charles Schwertner. Republican members of the Texas House will be meeting in Austin this weekend to consider limiting who can choose the House Speaker. Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station says among the issues are members in office now making a decision who may not be in office when the next legislative session starts in January 2019.
What does the Republican caucus look like? Is it the 95 members we have today? Is it 85 members or is it 100 members? So you're going to decide on a speaker candidate that 20 to 30 candidates may not get to voice their opinion on.
Fellow Republican John Rainey of Bryan is a member of the Texas House GOP caucus leadership team.
If we only have a very small group of people who are all listening to the same voices who participate in party politics, then that's the voices that are going to be heard because they're the loudest. I don't think they particularly always represent the views of the voters of Brazos County or of the state of Texas as far as that's concerned.
Cassell and Rainey were guests on our show yesterday. Congressman Joe Barton, whose district once included Brazos County, has announced he will retire. Yesterday's announcement made no reference to a nude photo of him that circulated online and the revelation he had exchanged sexually charged messages with a supporter. The 1972 graduate of Texas A&M has represented the 6th District since 1984. Are there enough pilots to cover American Airlines flights in December? A news release from American says out of 200,000 flights, all but a few hundred are staffed, and that number continues to decrease. The Allied Pilots Association disagrees, stating thousands of flights are still listed as unassigned. The problem was the result of computer software-related scheduling errors. An assistant district attorney in Tyler will not be fired for giving the man accused in the Thanksgiving shooting death of a state trooper a plea deal in a previous officer assault without approval. KYTX-TV reports that Smith County District Attorney Matt Bingham, who would not have approved the plea deal the prosecutor gave to Dabbert Black in the 2015 beating of a sheriff's deputy that reduced two felony charges to a single misdemeanor. Bingham says Jacob Putnam, who is running unopposed for DA, has apologized for violating internal policy by not getting the deal approved. And the No Shave November fundraiser, where law enforcement officers have been raising money for the American Cancer Society, has been extended into December.
Some have a better ability to grow a beard than others, but now that we're at the end of the month, most beards are coming together pretty good. And so we're going to give them an opportunity to wear that beard through the holiday season, so they can at least experience the fact that they grew a beard.
Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk, who has been among the participants, says his beard has come in whiter than he expected. WTAW News time is 7:36. It's 49 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Your shot to win free furniture starts now. The biggest promotion to hit Aggieland is back. Starting December 1st, for 12 days only, visit Ashley Home Store in College Station for your chance to win free furniture if the men's basketball team is one of the last four teams standing during the national tournament in March. Bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, and more. Ashley Home Store is the number one furniture and mattress retailer in North America. Visit the College Station store today for your chance to win free furniture. And hurry, this offer ends December 12th.
No purchase necessary to enter. See store for complete rules and details.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Good morning, it's 7:37. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. All right, here we go. Got the numbers.
The month of December off to a nice start today. Weather-wise, high pressure results in lots of sunshine. Temperatures, they'll be able to get to about 70 to 75 later this afternoon. We should be clear overnight with a low of 50 to 55. Tomorrow is the nicer of the two weekend days. Sunshine close to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds will roll in tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Showers and thunderstorms possible Sunday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the Texas A&M University Board of Regents met for nearly 3 hours in an executive session yesterday to discuss the hiring of a new head football coach. Now, no name has been announced as of yet. When pressed on what the board is looking for in a coaching candidate, Chancellor John Sharp was pretty straightforward.
What do you want in a coach at Texas A&M?
Oh, just nothing serious. Just one that'll win a national championship.
That's all. Just a national championship. No big deal. Now, we'll hear more from Sharp this hour in news and in sports. Also, Aggie men's hoops picked up another dub last night. We'll get Coach Billy Kennedy's take, and the Dallas Cowboys got back on the win wagon. All that more coming up in sports.
There you are. So I think we were talking about Pokemon Go. Was that earlier this week?
Yeah, I believe
okay,
so.
Okay, well, from the world of Pokemon Go, those people who gave you that to ruin your day and take all your time away, now coming up with more imaginary things for you. They're putting together a game based on the world of Harry Potter.
Really?
Ooh. Will you be conflicted in some ways there, Chelsea?
Maybe.
Yeah, Variety reports that Niantic Labs, those are the people who did Pokemon Go, working on the augmented reality game Harry Potter Wizards Unite.
Wizards Unite.
Which would let players virtually immerse themselves in J.K. Rowling's magical world through an app on their smartphone.
I might have to check it out.
Wow, between that and fantasy football, we just may lose you to that
whole
world.
Oh, my gosh, I know.
What will we do?
You're going to be living your entire life online now.
That's right. This Sunday night, 60 Minutes is celebrating its 50th anniversary.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yep, and they'll be doing a special 50 years of 60 Minutes broadcast on Sunday. Starts at 6 o'clock or whenever football's over, if that's what they're doing. And then they're going to do a two-hour Carol Burnett 50th anniversary.
Oh, okay. There you go. We were just talking with somebody about that Carol Burnett show.
Really? Stuff for the olds. There you go. A large asteroid expected to do a close flyby of Earth next month. Oh, good. At least it's after Christmas.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. And it's in the new year. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, no, it's not. It's this month.
Oh, it's this month. Ooh. Is it after Christmas, though?
No, it's not. Oh. No, because this story came from November. That's why it said next month. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, okay.
The stockings were hung from the chimney with care. Bam!
In the meantime, it is so close, in fact, that CBS News has classified it as potentially hazardous.
Uh-oh.
Potentially hazardous.
Like the fumes or just it crashing in?
You know, I don't know. Maybe the turbulence that it causes. The asteroid has been, actually, space is a vacuum. There's no turbulence. But anyway, the asteroid has been dubbed 3200 Phaethon. Has a diameter of about 3 miles, according to NASA.
That sounds scary.
It makes it the third largest potentially hazardous asteroid to pass by Earth. December 16th.
Well, I'm sure we know plenty of oil rig folks who might have to fly up there and plant a bomb and blow it up before it runs into Earth.
So, yeah.
That's 2 weeks from now, basically.
Better get started then.
It's about 27 times the average distance. Let's say it's 6.4 million miles away, which is 27 times the average distance between Earth and the Moon. Let me see. Make its closest pass on the 16th, and that's it. We'll see what happens.
Yikes!
It was first detected by astronomers a long time ago. I guess they were hiding it from us. Or they thought maybe something bad would happen to it, and so we wouldn't have to worry about
it. We don't say anything. They won't notice.
That's right. But here's the good thing about it is because apparently a new survey has put together the top things that we overspend around the holidays for. So if you know that the asteroid's coming, then maybe you won't overspend. Your bank account will start dropping fast around the holidays, especially because you'll end up shopping for yourself too much.
Oh,
the survey found the second most common thing that we overspend on during the holidays is stuff for ourselves.
Yeah, well, there's all these great sales and great cool things that come out.
And you
being selfish.
And you were afraid you wouldn't get it.
And it's a lot easier to shop for yourself than other people. You know what you want.
Yeah, that's true. Just get everybody else gift cards.
Right.
Because they're so personal.
Yeah, exactly.
The top five are gifts for other people, stuff for ourselves, candy and desserts, decorations, and booze.
Booze.
Top five thing. 76% of the people said they usually end up spending more than they wanted to around the holidays. The average person overspends by, not how much they spend, this is how much they overspend by, $263.
Jeez. Wow.
Hardest person to buy for is your significant other, of course. Kids are the easiest, especially young kids, because they'll basically tell you what they want.
Right.
Yep, and you can go get it. And the number one gift that we want to get this year, See, here it is. It's a gift card. I mean, really?
Honestly, you know,
that's what it says we want.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of little cousins, okay? And we're one of those families that we like draw a name and you buy presents for that person. But generally, for the younger kids, we all get them something.
Sure.
I don't know what they want. I have no idea.
Yeah.
And I see them, you know, a couple times a year. So I just get them some candy and a gift card.
All right.
And because that's what I would want.
Okay. And you can't mess that one up.
No.
That one's
go get whatever you want.
Pretty straightforward. All right. So ever since the cronut was invented, remember the cronut?
Yes, okay. The croissant donut.
That's it. People have been trying to make the next great baked good thingy. Maybe they got it.
Okay.
Cinnabon has announced that they have found a way to make chocolate chip cookies that are stuffed with cinnamon rolls.
Ooh.
I'm not sure how they did it, but anyway, they went on sale Monday. And no, they go on sale Monday, this coming Monday.
We don't have one of those, do we?
I don't think so. I mean, there may be one in the mall. I'm not sure. But,
I mean, I don't think there is.
Well, we need one in the airport.
Just go to an airport.
Right, oh, that's where they really are.
You talking about a Cinnabon?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's connected to Schlotzky's.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. It's like inside. Yeah.
Caller.
Hey, you know, it's pretty sad. We have Christmas year-round right now for kids. It's not like something special anymore.
Yeah, that's basically right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an opportunity to buy for kids all the time, and kids expect to get stuff all the time.
Yeah.
So, all right. So
Christmas is still special.
It is. Now, we'll need to find... Now, which Schlotzky's is it connected to?
The one by IHOP.
Yeah, the one... Well, no, right? the one that's right over here.
What is right over here?
Off of 2818.
Oh, is that right?
In front of the Walmart.
There's a Cinnabon in there?
Oh, yeah. That one. Oh,
y'all obviously don't go to Schlotzky's.
No, I don't.
Okay, well, we'll have to... We may have to do... You want to do a field trip research on that?
Heck yeah. You want me to go... I'm going now?
Okay.
I don't know. Are they open this early?
I don't know.
Breakfast?
It's a Cinnabon place. It's at 7:45.
I don't know.
Well, okay. We may call them later and just see if they're going to have that on Monday and see if that'll be worthwhile.
One of the things I like most about what we get to do at Sunshine Fun Pools is being a part of great family stories. I recently had a family contact us that has a child with special needs, and we were able to design a pool that served as at-home therapy for this young man, a place where he could get both the quantity and quality of time he needed in the safety and security of his home and his family. And I can tell you it was extremely rewarding to be a positive part of that story. And I tell you, the holidays are a fantastic time to work with us. I can promise you no long lines and no waiting, just kind and eager folks ready to help. There's really no better time than right now to create your story at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Sunshine Fun Pools, offering special financing and pick four options like customized Hayward lighting and entertainment systems, but you choose what you want, up to a $4,000 value and only during the months of November and December. That's Sunshine Fun Pools, 979-690-3343. That's 979-690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Christmas is one of the most beautiful seasons of the year and apparently one of the most dangerous. The Consumer Product Safety Commission tracks injuries caused by consumer products. They do that by monitoring 100 hospital emergency rooms nationwide. In a typical year, those hospitals reported an average of 450 injuries related to holiday decorations. Of that number, 89% were linked to Christmas. Broken ornaments, ceramic figurines, and other shattered decorations accounted for some of the injuries. Other injuries were caused by items falling on top of people or from children pulling down entire trees onto their heads. And then there's the gaggle of children who might stuff something up their noses. Even if your family makes it through Christmas unharmed, the risk grows yet again when it's time to take all of those decorations down. nearly half of all Christmas-related injuries were the result of falls from ladders, roofs, or step stools. There was also a high incidence of homeowners who strained their back, shoulders, and wrists by tripping over decorations. You don't need to be a Grinch and skip Christmas altogether, but a little caution may be in order after you pull all the decorations out of the basement or before you pack them up again. Be careful, watch your step, and have a Merry Christmas. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-613-7416. That's 800-613-7416. 800-613-7416. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Well, it's still a mystery as to who Texas A&M's next head football coach will be. The University Board of Regents met for nearly 3 hours in an executive session yesterday to discuss the hiring of a new coach, but no announcement was made. Chancellor John Sharp told the media that he expects another meeting to be called sometime in the near future.
I'd rather just go through the process. We, each of us, have, it's real sensitive right now, and so we want to make sure that we do it right. And so we're going to go through the process of posting meetings, and that next meeting will be posted shortly.
Now, when pressed on what the board is looking for in a coaching candidate, Sharp was pretty straightforward.
What do you want in a coach?
Oh, just nothing serious. Just one that'll win a national championship.
Seems like you put it like it's a small feat.
Yeah, no big deal.
Reports say that the Aggies' top candidate is Florida State's Jimbo Fisher. However, Sharp said the board is vetting several candidates. In the high school game, it's on to the regional round for College Station High School. The Cougars edged Georgetown 34-31 last week to advance to take on a familiar foe in Port Neches Groves this week. Here's Coach Steve Huff on the Indians.
You know, their staff's been together. The quarterback's back from last year. So they're doing a lot of the same stuff. I think for the most part, he's carrying a little bit more of the load quarterback is, but he's very capable of multiple facets of the game. And kind of like us, I think we're kind of doing the same things. And, you know, you hope when you get down this time of the year, you just hope you're doing your stuff a little bit better than the team you're playing.
Kickoff is tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in Humble. Broadcast will be on the Zone 102.7 FM and RadioAggieland.com. Elsewhere, Brazos Christian meets up with the Legacy Prep Christian Academy tomorrow afternoon in the TAP State Semifinals. Kickoff is at 2 o'clock in Brenham. DJ Hogue and Admon Gilder each put up 17 points, and ninth-ranked Texas A&M men's hoops down UT Rio Grande Valley 78-60 last night. Now, even though he was happy with the win, Coach Billy Kennedy says there's some things the Aggies could have done better.
For whatever reason, we get comfortable, and we never exerted enough energy defensively. I thought we weren't able to create enough turnovers, and some of that, they're a smaller team. We went to the zone the last 6 minutes, which we probably could have done more of, and used our size against them in the length of the zone and not have to chase them around like we. I thought we chased them around a little bit.
Now, despite those shortcomings, the Aggies still improved to 7-0 on the year. All seven of those wins have come by double digits. On the women's side of the court, the 18th-ranked Aggs have a big one this Sunday as they welcome number 11 West Virginia to town. Tip-off is at 11 a.m. with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Alfred Morris ran for 127 yards and a touchdown against his old team, and the Dallas Cowboys topped the Washington Redskins last night 38-14.
I do know those guys, but tonight I didn't know them. I didn't really care who was on the other side of the ball. I came in the mindset that, you know, we can't we can't do what we've been doing the last three games. We can't, like, falter while the defense and special teams are kicking butt. So we showed up today. You know, we made those tough contested chances. We were able to sustain drives, convert on third downs, man. So it was an awesome team win. So, I mean, I feel like all phases showed up tonight, and that's what you got to be able to do in order to win games.
That's Morris after the game. Dak Prescott threw for just 102 yards, but he also tossed two touchdowns as the Cowboys improved to 6-6. Out on the ice, the Dallas Stars edged the Chicago Blackhawks in overtime 4-3 and marked the second straight road win for Dallas, which improves to 14-10-1 on the year. And the San Antonio Spurs are the only Lone Star team in action tonight. They head to Memphis to take on the Grizzlies at 7. And that's been your sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2014 Dodge Charger SRT8 with a 6.4-liter motor. Oh, that's a lot of power. It can get up and go with only 23,000 miles, a price of $36,990, and it will get your heart racing. If you're looking for maybe just a fun car to have, the 2014 Dodge Charger SRT8, that's what you need to be looking at. A price of $36,990, again, from Team Ford of Navasota. You go south on Highway 6, you can't miss them. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your deal of the day.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, award-winning in the best of the Brazos. Home to over 8 acres of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Invite you to buy now and save now on great Kubota products. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L4701F 47.3 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, and a 5-foot box blade with teeth. Plus a $500 instant rebate and a $500 to implement rebate, all for only $22,195. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service. Be sure to ask about zero down and 0% financing on most new Kubota products. Trade-ins welcome, free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. For a huge selection and great prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, take a short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas, and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Hey, good morning. About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. You can call us. You can text us. You can share any. By the way, we need to find out if those people have like a whole box full of clown noses, red noses for the roadkill.
Hold on. We're just gonna stop here and put this on there.
Do that. Yeah. You haven't had time to check. You want to check and see if Schlotsky's and /Cinnabon is open.
Oh, we're looking online. Hold on.
Oh, well, no.
It was your field trip you were in charge of over there.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. You guys have to be,
more direct.
Yeah, clear about this.
Zach doesn't really take
hints. Yell at me and tell me what I need to do.
Like most men.
Anthony Breslin was in Northern Ireland doing what his father asked him to do, checking out their cattle, making sure everything was fine. When he was done, his father told the judge that Anthony, quote, had taken the head staggers.
Oh.
Have we ever heard that?
No.
I haven't either.
Mm-mm.
Meaning he was acting stupid.
Oh.
He decided rather than to go home to drive down the road in his tractor to see if he could pick up women.
Okay.
While he was still on the tractor. Remember that she thinks my tractor is sexy? Remember
hey, girl.
That song?
Yeah,
so?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Anyway, apparently somebody complained to the police, ended up finding him and sending him home alone.
Well, maybe if he was driving a John Deere, nothing runs like a deer.
You know, that's exactly right.
By the way, Cinnabon doesn't open until 9 a.m., it says.
Yikes.
Wow.
But I figure with it being a breakfast place, maybe it'd be open earlier than that.
Sure. Well, you know, you need to get your sugar on or your caffeine. But okay, so here we go. Apples and not caffeine are a more efficient way of waking up in the morning.
Really?
Yeah, again,
explain.
I don't know.
Oh.
Only if you believe it.
Maybe because you're chewing and then I don't know.
And the crunchiness just kind of wakes you up.
Yeah.
Gives you a jolt.
Could well be. But that is, that begins a list of things that you may not know. Let me see.
Things you didn't know until right now.
All right, appropriate music for things you didn't know right now.
Okay.
That? A little the manama.
I have
song.
An apple. Maybe I should eat it.
Could do that. A pack-a-day smoker will lose approximately 2 teeth every 10 years.
Oh, okay. Okay.
People do not get sick from cold weather. It's from being indoors a lot more.
What? Oh.
Yeah, well, we are around other people and their germs
yeah,
that way.
Yeah, okay.
Only 7% of the population are left-handed.
Seven?
Seven.
Wow.
Yep. 40,000 Americans are injured by toilets each year.
Mm.
Okay.
Gotta hate when one of those falls out the window.
Well, you're right. You're fixing it.
Sure. Your feet are bigger in the afternoon than they are during the day.
Well, swollen. Yeah.
Okay. The most television commercials, in most television commercials, when they advertise milk, it's actually a mixture of white paint and a little thinner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
The first Harley-Davidson motorcycle built in 1903 used a tomato can for a carburetor.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Most of us have eaten a spider.
Ew, yeah.
In our sleep.
I've heard of that.
Ew, yep. Gross.
I think you eat like 8 throughout your lifetime.
What?
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
Yes.
Hurry, you may be falling behind.
Lay eggs
and,
in my stomach.
Babies don't have kneecaps.
Oh.
What?
Babies don't. Well, they get them later.
Okay.
Yeah.
But babies.
Is that a little joint?
Yeah.
At what age do you get kneecaps?
If only there was a way.
Only, Dadgummit.
Google on that. We'll check it next time.
When do you grow kneecaps?
All right. High temperature today expected to be 72. Ought to be pretty nice. Just letting you know it's going to get cloudy and maybe a chance of rain late in the weekend and early next week. It's 47 right now. It's 8 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW. College Station Brian.
Kate Steinle's killer could be deported or he could face new charges. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. A jury in San Francisco has acquitted an illegal immigrant of murder and manslaughter, convicting him on weapons charges. And the case might not be over. Fox's Rachel Sutherland reports from Washington.
Chris, the Justice Department is weighing...